coffee house is a great idea for kids. You know, a place of our own without a lot of parents peering down our backs.
Let's call it Scarlet Scarf! P-E-A-M! Let's call it Scarlet Scarf!
To build a coffee house and asked me if it'd be all right if he used a little portion of the basement to have a place of his own, and he had an open house and he had about 30 kids out, and it was so successful that he decided he'd like to have a little bigger, and he asked if he could have about 6 more feet of our basement, and then he took another 6 feet and finally wound up that we decided that we ought to make it a little more permanent.
Having a coffee house in their home helps keep the teenagers off the street. It gives them something to do and something to an outlet for their energies.
So they got working, he and his dad, and got it all fixed up. But then it came to bringing in some furniture, and he brought all the old chairs he could find, and his boyfriends brought in old things. And I didn't go along with that at all. I thought we should go around to secondhand stores and get some 4 chairs that were alike and paint them a nice color, but no, he didn't want that.
Well, we serve coffee for our purpose. The part of the general theme of a coffee house and what everybody associates with coffee is coffee itself.
I realize when people think of coffee houses, right away they think of beatniks and anything that's linked with them. But what we're trying to show is a where kids can get together, really something unique and inspiring, I think, about a coffee house.
You know, we have 3 basement coffee houses in Racine. There's the Pit, of course, and the Ship's Wheel, and then there's the Provincial Club.
Being in a coffee house, you associate with people more. You get to know who they are and find out more about them. You understand more.
Place to get together with kids, a few laughs, listen to some good music, and a different atmosphere altogether.
I think we're leaving a good pattern for other kids, other students in the high schools that would like to do the same thing.
University is a very modern college. Well, we even have our own coffee house, Chumley's.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Chumley's. Tonight I'd like to present for your listening enjoyment, the essential noise.
Anybody can find something that they like in Chumley's. The variety of things that happen here between the folk music and the chamber concerts and the poetry readings is enough that it can fit into anybody's plan.
They tend to attract a rather circumscribed clientele. There are a group of cool people on campus, not meaning it derogatorily, but just people who consider themselves swinging. And if you consider yourself swinging, well, you just have to go to the coffee house for one reason or another. It's the place to be and the place to be seen.
The coffee shop was originally founded by the school and was organized by the school, and the original money was put up by the school. And they have more or less subsidized us and helped renovate it and kept it in the shape it's in up till now.
While it's completely on the initiative of the student council and the students to create the environment, we in the dean's office are very encouraging of this activity. Close to 300 to 400 students enjoy and participate and express themselves through this medium of their talent and of their need to communicate significantly to one another and perhaps even to the world at large.
It's a middle class image or an intellectual, totally intellectual, high intellectual sanction against stereotypes. You know, this is bad, bad, bad. But I mean, how else do you choose your friends? You choose your friends because
there are
certain things.
It's not so much.
Well, I don't think it's so much. I think we're using this word stereotype too much. It's not really the right word. I think it's more of a this role playing bit. You know,
yeah,
the
sense of,
if the sign which prophesies and the end which brings joy are separate, it is because somewhere we stopped listening to our heartbeat and started on the clock. Taurus Bulba on his deathbed. I have lain with slow dreams and asked, of what love? Behind the door, the grove obscures the fallen star. And of the angel of night, who may speak? Can you but know?
A flowering star in the night, an angel exclaiming with joy and eternal delight. Or a devil declaiming that boy blows your mind.
People come here because it provides a relatively somber atmosphere for talking about the serious concerns of the day, such as life, love, God, and Vietnam.
Out of sight.
About a year and a half ago, we started the coffee house, and it grew naturally from using entertainment on Sunday evening, and then it became a coffee house on Friday evening for the adults of the church, and a desire on my part to speak to the community and to involve the community in some kind of dialogue or communication. Twice a month, every second and fourth Friday evening, we transform our social hall into an actual coffee house setting, with small tables and circles of chairs and a spotlight on the entertainment. And then high school girls serve the refreshments, coffee and chips and pretzels and so forth.
We'd like to do a really big number for you right now. It's a very beautiful thing, entitled Teenage Teen. As you can tell by the title, it's a protest song.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, I'm a teenage teen and I'm in my teens. I'm a teenage teen and I'm really mean. I'm a teenage teen and I'm quite obscene.
You better watch out, what you say.
Teenage teen. Oh, ramble-lamble ding dong. I got a girl, she's truly fine. I really love that baby of mine. I love her now and I always will. 'Cause we both use clear ourselves.
Too often church-sponsored activities simply try to bring people in order to convert them into the church, and usually it doesn't work. Once people find out about it, they don't come back, because it's pretty hard to change people's ideas that quickly. But the Brethren Coffee House isn't this sort of an organization. It's simply run as a coffee house. And since people realize this, they don't hesitate to come back and enjoy themselves time after time.
I truly think that if the
church is going to get out into the world and make a better place of it, especially for the youth, that they're going to have to offer something to the youth on their own level. I think this is the only way a church can continue, and I believe that what we have here is an excellent beginning.
Well, there's not too many places in Glendale for teenagers to go, and so I come here because it has very good entertainment.
To tell the truth, I really didn't think it was going to be a success, but when I first came, I realized that it was going to be a real good place for kids to come.
The idea of a coffee house in a church is kind of strange, but it's really worked out very well.
I think that the Brethren Coffee House is a great place to go.
Swing down, swing down.
Why don't you?
Swing down, straight, stop and let me ride. Swing down, straight, stop and let me ride. Rock me low, rock me low. Calm and easy. I got home on the other side. Let me ride.
I've been amazed at the response to the Brethren Coffee House here at Glendale. The interest has been overwhelming from people across the country, from churches and other groups as well. And so the coffee house idea and the folk singing is in keeping with the times and does speak to life in a very meaningful way.